That's We Are Messengers with Wildfire, Victory 91.5, the sound of revival. This is Keith, and I have our general manager back in, Ray Haynes.
You're just hanging out now.
Just hanging out all day. You were just giving some kind of a wrap-up of what you were speaking about this morning.
Sure. We were just sitting chatting about all the interesting things, you know, how the lack of Krispy Kreme donuts in your life and how that can... just affect the joy of your life, really. So you had like a two-hour wait.
Okay, so my wife and I, we had planned to go to Krispy Kreme because they changed the glaze. It went from just their original glaze to chocolate. And we were like, okay, we're going to buy like a bunch of dozen donuts.
Sure.
And pass them out to people. I was going to bring them here. She was going to pass them out at her work.
So we lost two.
You lost out. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know how personal this was.
Okay. No, I was going to have a whole dozen. Well, we show up and we're like, wow, you know, the drive-thru is kind of long. It's kind of long today, and the kind of inside was getting wrapped around the building too, and so I stopped and asked someone to roll down their window and say, hey, how long have you been waiting? And they're like, yeah, we've been waiting for 2 hours. So I was like, all right, well, we're going to progress on.
There's very few things worth waiting 2 hours for.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. So today is a big day, and they did that because of the eclipse, of course.
Sure.
And the eclipse is just your teaching this morning was really just... kind of just interwoven. It was, as David would say, a tapestry. It just kind of goes together with what you were speaking about this morning.
Sure.
So you just wanted to kind of wrap up.
If I had combined it with a donut in my mind, I would have been twice as excited, though. Yeah, you know, we had a great time this morning just chatting about so much going on, because anytime there's something really exciting, you know, it stays in the news, and it's, yeah, the eclipse you'll wait 2 hours for, because it's unique. You know, it's not going to happen. We'll have another eclipse in 7 years, but this one, you go back to 1774, really. So, I mean, that's a profound kind of a change today.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought as we wrap up, just to kind of put some context to from the morning show into Keith's time here. You know, one of the things on a spiritual level, obviously, you're going to see here is the moon in front of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're going to wait and wait and wait and wait until it's fully, completely there. And in fact, the sun is actually going to disappear in a sense. You're going to still see its effect and make all the, if you look the other way instead of at the eclipse, you'll see all the colors and the shadow. Everything will change, mm-hmm. even when the sun isn't visible. And I think from a spiritual level, if you remember when Joshua was coming to power, God went to him and said, now listen, I'm going to make you great in the eyes of the people, just like I did for Moses. And I'm sure Josh was going, you know, they really didn't like him a lot of the time. So could we do it a different way? So one of the things I think that the reason for this as we get into Elul and into the new year, you know, when we go from 5777 to 5778, eight is change or new beginnings. And what are you going to see happening? I think this is just a little precursor. One of the things is God is going to do what he said for Joshua, which is to make us great in the eyes of men. They're going to, you've seen in the news media especially, but so it's been going on for a long time, especially this last year. My goodness, just anger and violence and rage and hatred. And there's no, whatever middle ground there used to be is so far gone. There's only, that's all there is. So I think that's one of the big things you'll see this year is actual change, actual transformation in that. That thing will begin to disappear. It'll still be there because you have two sevens still in the year. So you're going to have plenty of war and fighting, as you always will. But the biggest purpose is the reason that's going to happen is so his will can be done, and so his word and his message and love can go forth mightily. And that's a big reason. He's restrained himself, but now he's gonna back himself out and say, okay, behold my sons and daughters, and you're gonna see some amazing things. Even you can apply that as you will. One of the other really interesting things we didn't talk about this morning, because I'm still gonna stew on it a little bit. Do you know what you're the ponders? So a piece of trivia for you. Do you know what the surface temperature of the sun is?
I'm thinking it's really hot.
That is correct. It is actually 5778.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're shifting into a year, and, you know, we always, and today you're going to be looking at the sun, or trying not to look at the sun.
Right.
And he's going to back himself up right behind the moon there. And in that sense, because a lot of times God compares himself to the sun and us to the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you might look at it this way. We look at it from a distance, but God's going to try to reveal himself in maybe encountering him more in power in the upcoming year. I think you're going to see some very interesting things. And God does things in unusual ways, you know? So this whole year of change that's approaching us, we're about a month away.
Mm-hmm.
For many, it's a do-over year with a new perspective. Maybe I should say a right perspective. You know, the fake news we've been talking about for a year that's out there. You know, I think for the first time, you're going to see it become obvious to people who... Mm-hmm. who just can't see it. You could lay it out as clear as you want to right now, and they just can't see it. It just mm-hmm. is what it is. And same thing with when our hearts harden, we can't see the truth. It's just, if you have a flaw in your character and someone tries to tell you about it, it's like, what? Mm-hmm. You can't hear it. But until God opens your heart and softens your heart and makes you little, you know, a little opening there to see that. So even those with an agenda, it's going to change. I do believe... The biggest thing you're going to watch is this journey of change. And we're going to share all of that on, let's see, Rosh Hashanah, exactly 31 days from today.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come in and give you all the full details of what's going to happen and all that. But today, the big eclipse is just a part of it. It's just a precursor for what God's going to do in the year to come. A lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Such an encouragement. Just to think about the eclipse, but to think about, like you said, we are... the moon and he is the sun, and that's kind of where all the focus is today. You know,
yeah.
I think that's a big thing. People are traveling from hundreds of miles to be able to see this,
talk about waiting 2 hours at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
They have filled up highways every direction.
And it's just getting crazy. And I think that's one of the things is we can think about, because as you know, if you are in, you know, that realm, it's going to get dark.
Yes.
But it's going to get light again.
Yeah.
And that's
the transition.
It's going to transition. So we can take this as, like you said, a new beginning, a new time to be able to focus back on where we need to be focused.
And a lot of times people don't realize the new year comes with that new change and transition. But this year, I think just because he's doing it this way, it's going to have a little even more in a month. You're going to see that more profound thing. And of course, I talked about the Revelation 12 stuff this morning, too. So mm-hmm. there's so much ahead to talk about next month as we come back for the feast. But going to be very, very cool.
Yeah. Excited to hear you again. General Manager Ray Haynes right here talking about what the eclipse is and just going on into this new year and new beginnings. Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. May Krispy Kreme find you.
I go into reaction mode, and like Greg said, this just happens.
Arguing with your spouse.